This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
We're giving you the chance to celebrate the awesome, strong, smart, funny, helpful women in your life. It might be your actual sister or your mum or a girlfriend or a stranger. Mm. And we're doing shout-outs, sister shout-outs. We've done
sister
this before.
Sister shout-outs.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Wow, that was very manly.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to do my sister shout-out to a stranger.
Okay.
Never done this before. Yeah. A stranger. I was on Osmond Terrace 2 days ago. I was driving home from work. I was feeling really crappy and tired. And this woman, I could hear, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, from, like, in the other
in
car.
Boot?
And I looked across, like, oh, my God, there's someone in my boot. Is that God? And I looked across, and there was a woman that I wound down my window and we were both having this lovely conversation. She was talking about how she loved listening to us and loved Adelaide because I was in a big Adelaide car. And she was just really lovely and we started talking about pot plants and what we were doing that day. And I drove off just so happy.
Oh, that's nice.
She made my day.
Good.
So shout out to you, sister.
Okay.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
13, 24, 10 if you want to do a sister shout out.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
We're doing sister shout-outs.
I love sister shout-outs. Can I do a sister shout-out? Am
yes.
I allowed?
Yes, of course
yes.
You can.
I'm going to do a sister shout-out to my beautiful wife who inspires me every day and my beautiful daughter who inspires me every day and my mum and my actual sister and my aunts and my grandma.
Wow, that's a big
and to
list.
Hannah and Hayley as well. Happy International Women's Day. And to Kate Bush, happy International Women's Day.
Okay, let's go to our callers. Magda's on the phone, guys. Magda, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Who are you doing your sister shout-out to?
Well, I want to say hi to my friend Claudia and also my friend Kasha, which I'm seeing tonight. But most of all, I want to say hi to my friend, Star, because I love her.
Oh, Magda. Nice.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Bill in Hallett Cove, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Bill. How old are you, Bill?
I'm 12.
Yeah, you are.
Aww.
Yeah, you are. And you're celebrating International Women's Day. Look at this. The future of our country is in good hands, guys.
I love this.
Who are you doing a shout-out to, Bill?
My sister, because she's really awesome and she's really fun to be with and she's really sporty and she has a great sense of humour.
Bill, you are just that makes me want to cry.
You're inspired.
So nice.
What's your sister's name, Bill?
Bridie.
Bridie. Oh, Bill and Bridie. That is
sisters
so cute.
Doing it for themselves.
Ivana, hi.
Oh, hi.
Who's your shout out for?
Oh, it's to my sister, Antoinette. She is the most amazing auntie, best friend. We've just moved back to Adelaide. She's been so supportive. She has a day spa on Hutt Street, works like mad, but absolutely adores me and my children. She's just the best.
Oh,
and I just want to quickly shout out.
Aww.
We love you, Auntie.
Oh,
bless.
I love you.
Oh, this is so nice.
Thank you, guys. Let's do this more often. We need to.
I know. No. My ovaries are hurt.
Thank you, everybody.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
All right, so finally, Dylan's awake.
What do you mean, finally?
I'm looking at you now and you're actually smiling.
I've been awake all morning.
Oh, really?
He smiles with his eyes, guys.
And all night. I did have a bit of a late night last night, and hence I've got a little bit of tired brain this morning, but not as much as my wife had the other day. This is her affliction that she's currently going through. She's just started with her new job, midwifing. Mm. She's doing incredibly long hours. She's an amazing woman.
She is.
Happy International Women's Day to my good wife. I said that before this story because now I'm going to diss her.
Okay.
So She's gone, oh, can you go and get Rose? Because I'm still running late from work, so I'll go to school to get Rose. To go and get Rose from school is a big mission for me because I've got to convince Jethro, the 4-year-old, that it's a good idea to get in the car even though he doesn't feel like it. It's a good idea to put some pants on and maybe some sandals. He doesn't want to. I don't want to put my pants on! It's massive. So I like a hero. I get him in the car. I go down. We have a quick play in the playground because that was part of my bribing to get Jethro in the car. Get down to Rose's school. We're sitting there waiting for in the pickup zone. And Holly's called up on the phone. She's just finished work. Luckily, I'm there, the hero, getting Rose from the school. And I'm sitting there, I'm talking to Holly, and I'm like, where's Rose? Where is she? Why isn't she coming out? Well, now I've got to get Jethro out of the car and get some pants on him. This is not working. After 10 minutes on the phone to Holly while she's driving home on hands-free, she goes, Ah, sorry. No, Rose has gone to play at her friend's house. I forgot to tell you. But we've been talking on the phone for 10 minutes about how Rose isn't coming out. Holly's completely forgotten that she's organised a play date for Rose. She's gone off to her mate's house. Mm. I have to go. That's an hour out of my life.
Dylan, your wife has got enough to think about.
I can't get that hour back again. Yeah. Because of Holly's tired brain.
Yeah, selfish.
Holly's working very hard.
It's no excuse.
She's up at all hours of the night. She's making lunches, dinners.
No. We share all responsibilities in our household. We're very equal in our household. I cook dinners too sometimes. I warm things up.
Great.
You microwave.
So, all right, look, 13, 24, 10. I'd love to hear your tired brain stories. Sometimes people call it baby brain.
But you don't even have to have a baby to have this. People just work hard and they get busy in their life and their brain goes to mush.
Yeah. You just forget things.
Yeah, it happens,
you know,
guys.
Perhaps you've hopped in the shower and forgotten to take your socks off. Hannah?
Yeah, Hannah Ford's done that. Right. Perhaps you brush your teeth with tan, like sports girl fake tan that I've done. Yeah.
Oh, did you when you had the tired brain?
Well, that was only like last week, Monday.
Your teeth are looking really tan.
I know, aren't they? They're really nice.
Looking really nice.
I thought they'd been on holiday.
All right, have you had a tired brain? What happened, guys? We'd love to hear these stories. 13, 24, 10 as a ring through.
Sorry, Holly, I love you. Oh.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Talking about tired brains at the moment, guys.
Tired brain. Baby brain, overwork brain, those little dumb things you do just because you're a bit tired. I had to wait for a very long time for my daughter to come out of school, only to be told by my wife, who was on the phone while I was waiting, that my daughter was not at school. Mm. She was on a play date. Thanks, Holly. I love you.
Beck's on the phone with the story, 13, 24, 10, if you got one too. Beck, hi.
Morning.
You got tired brain?
It is tired brain. I get in the shower and my glasses are still on.
Yeah. You fog up.
Yeah, you get the fogs.
Fog up, yeah. And then some mornings, if I do a roadie coffee because I'm running behind time, I'll just do dry fires and just miss the turn off to the kids' school.
And I've done it
more than once.
Yeah.
They're yelling at me, Mum, turn around, you've missed the turn off.
Man, I feel you, sister. I get it.
Thank you, Beck.
Oh, Beck.
Mark also has rung through. Mark, hi.
How you going?
Good.
What happened?
Oh, this happened to a mate. He woke up one morning heading off to work, and he sort of got to work. He's like, why do I feel so uncomfortable? He sort of looked down and had a look at his jocks. He's like, oh, got the missus's knickers on.
Oh, how do you not know?
Because he had tired brain.
But you'd feel it as soon as they're coming up, your legs.
Okay.
I wonder if he enjoyed it. He might have.
Thank you, Mark. Sorry, with a swell. Yeah. Okay. Eloise, beautiful name. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hello. Happy International Women's Day, Eloise.
Thank you.
What's your story?
While I was pregnant, I tried to unlock the front door of my house with the unlock clicker button for my car.
Oh, just standing at the door pressing the button.
Oh. Yes. That's a great
just
2 minutes of frustration before I realised what I was doing.
I love that.
Thank you, Louise. Sharing your story, guys. All right.
See, Holly, it happens to everyone there. Good on me. Cheers.
You've changed your tune.
Yep.
No, I was helping Holly because it's International Women's Day.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
It's Christmas. It's Christmas time. So cool. 24-10, you could win a prize at the end, it's Christmas time.
Sure is. Kelly's rang through, wants Hayley to represent her in the quiz this morning.
Hello, Kelly.
And Nikki hasn't written an answer, but by default has to go with Dylan Lewis.
Sorry.
So let's get this going, guys. Now, the theme of the quiz today is amazing women.
Aww.
All right, so these are who am I questions. Bit of info about them. You have to tell her who these women I'm talking about are, okay? That's how it works.
All right, Hayley.
Dylan.
Okay, yeah, let's welcome to the studio. Dylan Lewis is here, guys.
Yep.
And Hayley Pearson here too, guys.
Say hello to your friend, Babysitter's Club.
All right, so let's get into it. Amazing women. Who am I? Here we go. Question one. Born in the UK, I moved to Adelaide with my family in the 60s, going to Unley High. After studying and practising law, I moved into politics in the late 90s. I was the first female Prime Minister of Australia.
Julia Gillard.
Is the right answer.
Oh, well, God!
Question two. Oh. I'm one of the greatest ever athletes to come out of the USA. With 23 tennis Grand Slams under my belt, I share my passion for the game with my sister, Venus.
Oh, Hayley. Serena Williams.
That's the right answer.
Dylan, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you jumping in?
Politics and sport are not my fortes.
All right, you'll get this one,
okay,
mate.
Okay, let's do this. Sisters.
I am Australia's most popular female Olympian ever. In the year 2000, the world watched as I unveiled my
Hayley.
Iconic Bonnie...
Bonnie what? Oh, God, transformation. And I don't want to...
Dylan!
Hayley Pearson, she gets her hands first. Hayley, you want to
answer? Oh, the runner.
Oh.
What's her name? I've just gone blank.
Three.
Oh, Dylan!
Two.
Oh, God.
One.
No!
Dylan.
Kathy Freeman.
Oh,
cheers.
God.
Yep. All right,
That's
next question, guys.
I
started my public life as a child actor. I'm a strong activist for gender equality. I'm a UN Women's Good
Dylan!
Oh, I know this too.
Emma Watson.
Is the right
answer? Yeah, it is.
This,
oh,
it's
sister!
2-2. It's 2-2. This is the deciding question.
Yeah.
Whoever gets this wins tickets to Adele.
No, I'm nervous.
Guys.
Oh.
You need to be, listen, please.
Oh.
You're putting me off. Stop.
Yes.
Who sang the song with these lyrics? I've got the eye of the tiger.
Dylan!
Yeah?
That would be Katy Perry. Cheers, I won.
No!
Nikki, you're off to see Adele.
Excellent! Yay!
Oh, I got off
nervous. All right, guys, notch it up. Hayley 7, Dylan 9, Shane 15. Quiz back tomorrow, guys.
Woo!
Coming up.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Jeez, guys. I mean, I love the internet.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
Shane Lowe loves the internet. He'll share things with you and me. Love to check out all his search history.
Been trolling the internet, guys. That's what I do. I troll. I'm a troller.
Not a troll.
No.
That's different.
Never a troll.
No.
You're too nice to be a troll.
Thanks, guys.
Mm. And a great song you sang about yourself there at
Thank
the start.
Thank you.
Too.
Shane Lowe likes to do that about himself from time to time.
In third person.
Well, that's what Shane Lowe likes to do.
What have you found?
It's a video of a guy that every day, he's up to day 18 now, every day he's taking a video of himself eating a photo of Jason Segel.
Hang on, just say it slowly again.
So a guy is eating a photo of Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother every day until Jason Segel returns the favour.
What, and eats a photo of the old mate?
Yep.
So it's an actual photo, because photo, like, paper is quite tough to eat.
Yeah, it's paper, and he washes it down with a drink every time he does it. It doesn't say anything in the videos. It's just him eating the photo.
He rips it up.
And on his YouTube thing, we can't play any of the audio, because he says if you want to use audio, you have to contact him. Not going to do that.
Oh, no.
says, you will have to pay me.
It sounds like an attention seeker to me.
I will not stop. Hashtag eat my face.
Hang on, does he like Jason Segel or not?
I'm confused.
Because eating his face sounds like he doesn't like him.
Yeah, there's no information about why he's doing it. He's just doing it until Jason eats one back. Day 18 of eating photos of his face.
It can't be
and putting
healthy.
It on the internet. I wish this, like, when we were growing up and we were obsessed with celebrities, we had no, like, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any way of contacting. We had to write actual letters.
Well, who did you write a letter to?
I wrote several to Justin Timberlake, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, good.
Randy from Home Improvement. I had 87 posters on my wall and I kissed every single one goodnight.
Wow.
Oh, every night.
I think that's true, isn't it? That's actually true.
No, that is true.
Oh, bless.
Did you ever hear back from JTT?
No, he never wrote back. I was so sad.
Oh, that's sad.
I would write all the time.
What would you say in these letters?
That I loved him and I wanted to marry him and I was about 11.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Bless.
Did you guys do that as well? Did you write letters and stuff to celebrities?
Oh, I mean, I've never written a letter to a celebrity, but I imagine Dylan Lewis, I mean, you would.
I've received a lot.
There it is.
Oh, yuck.
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 There it is, guys.
I'm joking. I have. I have that. I'm not joking.
So what?
I wrote a letter to James Valentine, who worked on the afternoon show back in the day.
Of course.
And it was the TV show on the ABC where you could watch Danger Mouse and...
Oh, I remember that!
Monkey Magic, which is everything.
Yep.
And it was a rap. I wrote a rap to him.
James Valentine, I'm just Googling him now. what did you say in the rap? What did you say in the rap? Like a full song?
I mean, it's quite a long rap.
He knows it off the top of his head.
I'll just do the last verse.
Here we go. Oh, here we go, guys.
Oh, wow.
You're so lucky to hear this.
All right, I'm doing the whole lot.
Yeah, no, just a little bit. We'll cut you off halfway. All right.
Mickey Mouse is just a fantasy. If you want the real thing, you better listen to me, because I'm a G-A-B boy, that ain't no crap. If you want the real thing, listen to my rap. I watch Monkey Magic every night on the box. If Jimmy Tucker was a girly, I bet she'd be a fox. Then my posse and me watch Danger Mouse. We take it in turns at each other's house. Do I go keep going?
No, that's all right. That's good. That's good.
Is that okay. Enough? So
how do you remember that, Dylan?
I don't know. Rain Man.
Selective memory. All right. So the question we're asking,
God.
We'd love to know if any of our listeners have tried to contact a celebrity, whether you wrote a letter, whether you stalked someone out the front of their house. We'd just love to know if you tried to contact a celebrity and whether or not they responded. 13, 24, 10, if you've got a story.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We just shared a story about a video I found on the internet of a guy eating a picture of Jason Segel every day until Jason eats one's back of him. I don't know
which
why
one's he's... Jason.
He's the tall one. How I Met Your Mother.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm.
Oh, and he shows.
He so shows a lot of himself.
Yeah,
is he?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh. So I'm concerned about the man eating the photographs.
Yeah,
is it dangerous?
I don't know.
Is he doing little origami poos?
Good question. It's a crane. I don't
know.
That's
so gross.
Well, we asked you if you've tried to contact a celebrity. 13, 24, 10. Sean is a repeat offender, right, Sean?
Yeah, g'day. How you going, guys?
Good, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, I wrote a parody probably about 20 years ago to We Didn't Start the Fire, but I changed all the lyrics to an Aussie edition. I sent it to Billy Joel via Columbia Records New York, and I even see where he's touring, and I send it to the venue. I hear nothing, so I lost confidence with that. So I sent one to Shannon Knoll. Via the post office at Condoblin. I don't picture him as one to walk down.
Sean, are you there?
Whatever.
Yep.
Sean, did you ever hear back?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Sean, for sharing
there
that.
There was
I would
a lot
love
of
to,
effort in
I
there.
Would love to
we
hear
didn't
some
start
of
the fire,
I would love to hear some of the parody. Can you send it through to us, Sean?
Yeah, sure, no worries. I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, good
Thanks,
on you, Sean.
Sean.
That'd be great. We'd appreciate that.
Finally, after 20 years, it will get the recognition it deserves.
Yeah.
The Aussie parody of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Marissa. Genius. Oh, Marissa, good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Now, you've written two?
Yes. Remember Blossom?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence.
Oh, my God. How hot was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You always see him in smash hit books.
Yeah.
What did you write to me, Marissa?
Oh, you know, when are you going to come to Australia? Mm. You know, we want to check you out. And,
Did he write back?
No.
What's he doing these days? He's got blonde hair now. I'm just looking at his
photos.
I have no
idea.
He looked way better back in the day in Blossom.
Yeah.
He was brothers with the brother on Mrs. Doubtfire. There's a little fact.
Yeah, there was like three of them.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we stalked all of them, didn't we, Marissa?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Marissa.
What's Blossom?
Oh, it's a girl with a hat that has a big sunflower on the front of it.
It was the greatest show of the 90s.
It
and
is very
her best
nice.
Friend was called Six.
Oh, yeah, she's in Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
True that. Thank you.
She was in Beaches as well.
Look at us just with our facts. Blossom facts.
About Blossom. I've never heard of Blossom.
Dylan also.
Yes?
No, different Dylan. Has rung through. Dylan, who have you tried to contact?
Yeah, I contacted Taylor Swift's main guitarist, Paul Sidoti, on the 1989 tour when they came to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to steal his jobs. I thought I'd send him an email. And, within 2 weeks later, he replied. And
oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
Oh.
What'd he say?
I just asked him, what to do to, how to make it in the music industry. And, he came back with quite a few points on what to do. So I was pretty happy with that.
Oh, cool.
Dylan. And so what are you doing now? Are you in a lead singer, lead guitarist in a band or...?
No, just in a band, just playing gigs I can get.
What's your band called? What's it called?
It's 12 Up is what it's called.
12 Up.
12 Up.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to follow you on Instagram.
Going to play us some music now?
Can't. Sorry, on the way to work.
Yeah, that's right. Send through your demo. We'll take it here at Navy. Thank you, Dylan. Might get
it right
after Ed Sheeran.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Got some amazing news, guys. Mm. There's a new festival coming to Adelaide.
Yes.
It's called Hound Wave
Love
Festival.
It.
So it is Hound Wave. It's Adelaide's pooch friendly music festival.
Good.
So like Soundwave, do you get it?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's good.
So it's free. So you go along, it's in Light Square, April 1, and it's dog friendly, so you can bring your animals and they can just go and party with the music.
Oh, I see what's happening. It's a joke. It's not happening.
What do you mean?
This is, how dare you? This is an actual event.
No, it's not.
Splash Adelaide is supporting it.
When is it happening? When is it?
April 1, Light Square.
Yeah, April 1.
April 1.
April 1.
See?
See, that's the, I mean, it's
got you.
April Fool's Day.
Chicken Zinger Burger.
Don't you dare.
Oh,
no, it's a full, no. Oh my God, I have not been punked. It is not an April Fool's Day. No, because it's got full sponsors. They're supporting Animal Welfare League, RSPCA. They shouldn't have put it on April 1. That's
Who's playing?
Who's playing? So is it dog people, bands that love dogs?
Music from dog loving musicians.
Yeah, Baha Man.
Tom Lyon.
Good. Yep.
Paige Court.
Yep. Cat Stevens.
Todd.
It's a different animal.
Those ones, yeah. Snoop Doggy Dog will be there, guys.
Dogma.
Yep.
No, stop. No, guys, this is serious. This
Dogs
is an actual
are
thing.
The best people.
It's an event and it's happening. I found it on my Facebook page last night.
Okay.
Soundwave.
Right.
It's an actual thing. Follow them on Facebook. Animals doing human things.
Yeah.
It's my favourite thing in the world.
Pets going to music festivals we love. So let's get this going now. We've done it before, guys. Get involved right now.
Does your pet act like a human? Does your pet act like a human?
Does your pet do human things?
Come on. We put it on Facebook. There's some gold comments there already with photos of dogs sipping from straws and lying on pillows.
Eating at the dinner table. Wearing human clothes. I mean, come on, guys. Does your pet act like a human?
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Asking you right now if your pet acts like a human.
Does your pet act like a human? Does your pet act like a human?
Because, Hayley Pearson.
There's a Houndwave Festival that's happening at the beginning of April in Light Square where you can bring your dogs and enjoy music and it's, you know, fun and free for all the dogs. Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
It's pawsome.
I just...
Cheers.
Oh, that's very good. Hashtag pawsome.
Pawsome.
Okay, we got some comments on Facebook. What do we got there? Any good ones, guys? We've got some pets that are like humans.
Dylan's on there. Some funny ones, aren't there, Dylan?
I like the one. There's a lovely picture of a dog drinking with a straw.
Classic.
That's so good. And the owner thinks he has an English accent. I always like to think what accent my dog would talk in.
Do you?
Yeah.
What accent do you think it would talk?
French. It was always French for some reason. Probably because it was a French bulldog. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, well, Benny is rung through. 13 24 10. If you've got a story too, guys, get involved. Benny, hi.
Good morning, guys.
You've got a cat that acts like a human, is this correct?
Yes, and it's not the kind of thing you really encourage either. He plays us for his pain meds.
Oh.
He was?
He pretends that he's sick or he's injured.
Yeah.
What?
Because after he got hit by a car, we had little extra pain meds from the vet, and we stopped when he didn't need them anymore.
Oh.
But he's addicted.
But yeah, he's sort of... figured out that we would give him to him if he pretended that he was sick.
So he's a good actor.
Oh my
God. Lord Beerus is his name.
Lord Beerus.
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 Beerus, Shane.
Oh, Lord Beerus.
Destroyer.
Someone else has been getting into those meds. Thank you, Benny, for getting involved.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova, and he's one of our favourite Fringe acts here, of course, for the Fringe. Sam Simmons, good morning. Welcome to...
Morning.
Good morning.
Shane, that's a lie.
What?
Shut up, Shane.
You
lied.
What do you mean I lied?
You said he's one of our favourites.
Okay. He is our favourite.
And I can confirm this. When I first started on the show, both of these guys were frothing over the fact that we may be interviewing you.
How revolting is frothing?
Yeah,
it's really horrible because it does make you think about what's going on downstairs. It's disgusting. Just frothing. It's revolting.
So, 80K is the show.
Cheers.
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm just, I got a review in England that said, I'm so funny I could read the phone book, so I'm actually going to try it. That's all I'm doing. I'm reading the phone book.
That's the show.
That is it.
Okay. How much are tickets?
See you guys.
I'm sure there's more to it than that, because now that you are a father, congratulations,
by the
way.
Yeah, well done.
I've heard that you're going to do a lot more of a mature show and a really considered... Yeah. And grown up.
Yeah, but that kind of like, you know, the sleep deprivation, which is real. Oh, my God, it's so
real. It is real, isn't it? And you're in the thick of it at the moment.
Yeah, massively. So, I mean, I'm an expert swaddler. There'd be quite a few mums listening in, wouldn't there?
Oh, heaps.
I swaddle like
you're a
mofo.
Swaddler.
Oh, my God, I'm a good swaddler. Do you know what? The experience was incredible. So there's a bit of that falls into the show, but it's midwives. That was the thing for me. Oh, my God. They should run the country. The future's female, guys. Like, seriously, we've stuffed it up. The men have stuffed it up.
Thank
the future
you.
Is female.
On International Women's Day, that's a very lovely
thing. No, it's true. But I totally believe this.
Thank
my strongest
you.
Friendships are with women. And I just think they're better.
Is that why we're holding hands under the desk right now?
That's it's not even sexual, it's mateship. What am I banging on about? I mean, but I do believe this.
Well, I think it's beautiful. So congratulations on being a dad.
She's just the best. She's so much fun. She's my best friend. My best friend within an hour, because there were complications during the birth, she was stuck right on my chest and I was in the paediatric ward just with this thing.
Bonding.
Like, it's weird. Like, sometimes I forget I got a baby as well. Like, I'll just be walking around and I'll be like, oh, my God, I'm a father.
Yeah. It's
I've
weird,
thought
isn't
more.
It?
I thought more about what happened to Froosh than my child. Has anybody, have you guys,
what
happened to Froosh? Remember Froosh?
Where is it? I said it
was like a frothy yogurt. Yeah. It was really good.
Delicious.
Frothy. See, we're bringing it back in circles. We're frothing. Frothing over Froosh.
My mum used to serve Froosh at dinner parties because she thought it was a very fancy thing to serve.
Just with a Magnum stuck in it. Froosh. He ate his dessert, guys.
Well, something we do with all our fringe artists, Sam, is the rapid fire five.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it. Rapid fire five, Sam Simmons.
Rapid fire five.
Number four.
First gig you ever went to.
Don't worry about it. Question one.
First gig.
Oh, Kate Sobrano.
Oh.
Bedroom Eyes. I still love her so much.
These guys do too.
Oh.
Next question.
She's amazing.
Number 12.
Who would play you in a movie?
Kate Sobrano, definitely. Just shave her head.
Next
question. Oh my God, don't.
Number
31.
Best friend show other than yours?
Phil Sobrano. That's Kate's brother. And David Quirk. Go see David Quirk. He's amazing.
All right.
Next question.
Number 58.
Wow. Souvenir you take home from Adelaide?
It has to be really, really good. I'm just thinking about, look, see, fruit chocks have gone nationwide now, so it can't be a fruit chock.
They're called different things in other cities.
Are they really?
Yeah. Apparently.
Why? Because they're not pronouncing it right. They're like a fruckock. Oh, get yourself a fruckock. Is that why? They can't pronounce it.
Yes, that's why.
Look, I think it'd have to be, and this is very grown up, but it would be, it's the organic wine. I'm so into it.
Well,
it's about the same price, but it's just good. You don't get hangovers.
For you.
Love that stuff.
Yeah.
But Adelaide makes the best.
I know
that's a really lame answer, but I'm just hoping someone will send some to me.
It's good. It's good.
All right, the last question, rapid fire five, is Sam Simmons.
Number 51.
What makes you happy?
Making people laugh.
Oh,
no, seriously, I got quite emotional last night because the end of the show is kind of like a rally for women. And it was really good. And I kind of got like, oh, that felt really good.
Do you cry on stage?
No.
Why would you do that?
I don't like that forced kind of, you know, when you get the forced end where it's like, and then we all learnt something. It's nothing like that. It's just there's a really nice moment at the end of the show. It's quite offensive as well. So anyway, I felt quite good about that.
Classic Sam.
With the show 8K down there at the Crony Theatre, Garden of Unearthly Delight. Sam Simmons, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love you.
Twizzies.
Happy birthday.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.